What are you doing?
Stacking sets.
Hi all, welcome to Windshow Time. It's Day and Airy.
Woohoo me.
Alright, it's Day and Airy and it is COVID-19 pandemic show number 8.
Lucky number 8.
And it is Wednesday night, May 13th. 2020.
Thank God it's not Friday the 13th.
All right. So, just a few topics. It's been already a long week. It's Wednesday night. And so, want to try and not spend too much time on these few topics that I have. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing okay. I'm tired. It's just been back to back to back to back to back. So much going on this week.
And we had a semi-emergency childcare issue today to handle, which is very common for working parents with very small kids.
Yeah, you want me to tell you about it?
No. Generally, high level.
Okay. So I've always taken care to make sure that our kid, the Lentil, brushes his teeth, you know, at least at night. And I'm about 60%, 70% effective in getting him to do it in the morning. By himself. And every once in a while, I'll look inside his mouth and think, oh, okay, well, he's got some deep grooves in the back. And the other night, I thought, well, let me take a really good look at what's going on in his teeth. And I grabbed this little metal specimen poker thing that Day has in the bathroom. And I used this metal contraption to poke around at his grooves. And it turns out one of the grooves is not really a groove. It was like a bunch of gunk that was inside a giant deep hole in his back molar, and I was just horrified.
It looks really gross too.
Yes. So I pulled out this like brown gunk and I was going, oh my goodness, there's gunk coming out of his tooth. How's this possible? Pull out all this gunk and this is giant deep hole poking in there with this metal pokey thing. And I go, Lentil, doesn't that hurt? He's like, no. Like, my goodness, kid, this is about to hurt like no other. So we call the dentist. He does an emergency look at it and he goes, yeah, that's a deep cavity. It's about to blow. We need to get him to a pediatric dentist ASAP for a filling. And I go,
oh. Yeah. Yeah, having kids, young kids with health issues. And this isn't even a real health issue. This is just a first world annoyance. And it's still a pain. Pain in the butt.
But he's a good kid.
So, Twitter handle at @AiryInSeattle. How are you doing?
I'm, other than tired, doing okay. I feel actually, you know, in moments, the few moments I had of just silence between meetings today, I was thinking that we're very, very lucky. I'm very, very grateful and thankful that, you know, we have such, you know, loving parents. We have a great home. We have two beautiful children. I have a beautiful handsome husband.
Mullet wearing husband.
I don't love the mullet. The mullet is no
mullet
bueno.
Mullet loves you.
And I'm really enjoying my new job. I'm over a month in now, and I'm really happy.
Excellent, excellent.
How about you at Luggage Donkey?
So we're trying to make sure we remember to say our Twitter handles in the show from now on, as a little behind the scenes deal. I'm tired. Every night after dinner, I'm really tired. I go into this malaise and...
I would say it's a catatonic state.
And then, so we go for our family walks. So that helps. That's really helpful. But then I'm in that malaise again. I just want to lay down.
Catatonic state.
And then, you know, get the dishes done for the night at the end. And then I get a little second wind. And at that point is really dangerous because that's when my full organic night owl system can kick in. And then I can go until probably easily 2 a.m.
Yeah.
But then I have to recognize that I have a full day and force myself to wash up and go to bed. But so I'm tired a lot, but I'm okay overall. Feeling also like you, feeling very grateful and wanting this whole COVID-19 global pandemic situation to quickly come to a conclusion somehow or another, and you know, everybody come out of it alive, healthy, and economically viable and solvent.
Let's make a pandemic baby.
No. No, two's enough.
No.
Two is enough.
Some people are making pandemic babies. Let's make a pandemic baby.
No.
All right.
I'm too Next old topic. And too tired.
You are not.
All right. Thank you to the WTIA. Been sponsoring the podcast for a bit. Your chair, the Cascadia Blockchain Council.
Yeah. So the WTIA is the Washington Technology Industry Association. If you want to learn about them, go check out www.washingtontechnology.org. It is the largest trade association in the United States for technology. We have over 1,100 technology companies in the Pacific Northwest that are members, and we create one collective voice when it comes to policy, just a whole bunch of things, especially around this COVID-19 pandemic response. We have a collection of many, many technology companies that are offering up resources to help the community. So yeah, check it out, www.washingtontechnology.org. And thank you so much for sponsoring us.
Did you say four W's there? Or did you say use three W's?
I thought I did three.
Okay. We'll find out. Speaking of which, so there's a local company that we've invested in called Give In Kind, GiveInKind. And they have been really, really active lately during this global pandemic situation of being able to help people out, to organize, for example, meals to frontline workers, you know, healthcare workers.
Yeah.
And so I encourage you guys to give them a checkout. Check them out online, www.giveinkind.com. And again, full disclosure, Aaron and I are investors in them, but they're doing really, really great work. And
sort of like my gift starter days, you know, people are pooling their funds to buy hundreds and thousands of meals for frontline hospital workers. And so, you know, it's sort of my way of giving second life to the baby that I no longer have, gift starter. So check out Give In Kind. You know, if anything, you know, maybe you can pitch in on some meals for a frontline hospital worker, because they're doing so much.
Exactly. And Laura is the co-founder there. Founder or co-founder? I never know.
Co-founder.
Co-founder, yeah.
And CEO.
But yeah, she's great. Reach out to her. She's awesome. Moving on to the next topic. We should just go ahead and jump into the Satoshi math.
Yeah, what's the price of Bitcoin at, yo?
So a small change in the format. I'm going to start rounding the numbers off just because it's a lot easier to say them. And besides, the price of Bitcoin is so darn volatile anyway, it kind of doesn't matter. So rounding off around 10 p.m. tonight, again, Wednesday night, May 13th, we're looking at, 10 p.m., we're looking at a price of Bitcoin around $9,300.
Ooh, $9,300.
So yeah, it's directly related to the recent hype of the third halving that just happened.
Or the halvening.
Yeah, either way. And so at $9,300 per whole Bitcoin, if you were to buy a partial Bitcoin, and a lot of people don't know that you can buy a partial Bitcoin even with as little as one dirty US fiat dollar.
Or $10.
Or $10. Yep. Or $16.32.
Or 5 cents.
You can. So you, when you do the Satoshi math, we have a web page on the windchilledtime.studio website where you can plug in $9,300 and plug in one dirty US fiat dollar. And then you get,
drum roll, 10,700 Satoshis for one US dollar. And Satoshis is the smallest denomination of Bitcoin. You have 100 cents, C-E-N-T-S, in every $1. You have 100 million Satoshis, or sats, in every one Bitcoin. So for every $1 now, you get 10,700 sats. Pretty good.
Approximately 10,700 for approximately $9,300 in Bitcoin. Yeah, so that's our Satoshi math.
So let's talk about the havening, or the having. It was like supposed to be this big thing, and everyone kept on talking about it over the last year, at least 1 year. People have just been the having. And the having came on Monday, and that was it. I was like, oh, the having. Oh, it's over. All right. Cool.
I took some screenshots of the Clark Moody dashboard. It's a really, really awesome dashboard that a developer created to track all the technical metrics. And literally, it was the biggest event that was a nothing event, because the code ran basically exactly the way it's supposed to run.
Uh-huh.
And it got to the block height. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 630,000 blocks.
Yeah.
And it did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it just went on. Cold, unemotional code running. And it's been running for 12 years now. And it's just, it's a beauteous creature it is.
You know, it sort of reminds me of like a product launch. You know, you're working so hard and you're like, go to market, we're going to launch, let's get the social media going, get the website going. And then you go live and you're like.
the lead dev just hits enter and then you're live.
Literally. And you're like.
Oh. That's it.
Okay, cool. We're live now.
Now we're the customers.
Great. Now we have a whole set of other things to think about. Yeah.
Another very, very notable, I highly recommend Twitter handle on Twitter. He posted an image up today where he put up the price of Bitcoin and the three halvings that have happened now. In 2012, it was $12. In 2016, it was $631. I was there for that one. And then now 2020, I watched it and it was exactly around $8,500. He recorded it as $8,508.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got the next line showing 2024 with a question mark.
Mm.
So if you go from 12 to 631, that's 52x.
Wow.
If you go from $631 to $8,508, that's 13x.
Only 13?
Only 13, but mm-hmm. still, it's more than 10x.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go from the 2012 at $12 mm-hmm. to the price at the halving this week at mm-hmm. $8,508, that is a 709 multiple on the growth of the price action of Bitcoin in US dollar terms. Okay. Pretty dramatic.
So if we go even 5x, then by 2024, it might be worth $50,000.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo.
Something like that. We're looking for something in that fifth digit. You know, somewhere above $10,000 is would be exciting to see. It could go to zero. It could go to something in the $10,000 range. No one knows.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then so there's another character on Twitter that I follow and puts out a lot of great information. Hodlanaut, HODLONAUT. This mm-hmm. will all these handles will be in the show notes. But he made another fundamental point about Bitcoin that really hit home with me, because one of my new friends recently rattled off this fundamental number,
mm-hmm.
and he knew that there's only 21 million Bitcoin that will ever exist.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that in the U.S., there's like 79 million households in the U.S., and so if you divide the number of households by the number of Bitcoin, if there's 79 million households and 21 million Bitcoin, obviously it doesn't take a super genius to know that is less than one Bitcoin per household in the U.S. So then if you start extrapolating to the number of households around the world, right, that's even more households. And then the numbers that are really interesting is that around the world, there's 46 million millionaires in the world. So even if they wanted a whole Bitcoin, all of them wanted a whole Bitcoin to themselves, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 2,200 billionaires in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you combine all these numbers of households and millionaires and billionaires in the world, and then you start counting all the big companies in the world who mm-hmm. might want a whole Bitcoin, it's impossible to give them all a whole Bitcoin
mm-hmm.
because there's only 21 million that will ever exist.
Yeah, I feel like all this stuff is like wishful thinking from the super Bitcoiners, you know? Like, it's sort of like not reality, you know? Because like not all people in most households don't even have gold, let alone a stock, right? 51% of Americans own some sort of equity. So this is all just like trying to stress and hammer on a point that's already been made. You know, yes, there's a limited supply. Great.
It's a fundamental. Yeah. It's a fundamental feature of Bitcoin.
Yeah. Can't just print it like the government's right now doing again.
Yeah, so there's like $6 trillion apparently that's been spent by the U.S. government to help prop up the economy that was shut down ever since we started doing the pandemic shows.
Yeah, yeah. Someone's making tons of money right now. Some company out there, some individuals are making just hand over fist tons and tons of money off this pandemic. That's all it tells me. Like, someone is making
There's $6 trillion bank. Out there somewhere.
Yeah, someone is making bank.
American households got, or individuals got $1,200 a piece, and then there's $6 trillion out there. And then I saw something about, who knows if it's going to happen or not, but another $3 trillion are being discussed right now that could bring something like $6,000 per household. And so I think if there was any time in history where people of a country might start to raise their heads up and start to ask some questions and wonder what's happening, if you see the news that trillions and trillions of dollars are being created by a government, I think you got to kind of wonder what's going on.
I don't know. I'm a little bit skeptical. I think most people are not thinking outside of their homes right now. They're just trying to survive and keep going, taking care of the kids, get a job, keep a job, stay sane, not, you know, kill your spousal unit or your kid, you know? Like, I mean, you know, domestic violence rates are, like, significantly up right now.
Is that anecdotal?
No, it's real.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone's having a great time right now, so
yeah.
I think a lot of people are in survival mode, if or worse, and so I don't think people have the brain space to even realize what's going on outside of that.
Right, right. Definitely tough times. So we'll close it out with something more positive. another character, another person who we hold dear to our hearts.
Auntie Polina.
Auntie Polina. Polina Marinova. She has a great Twitter feed as well. She tweeted out something today about a quote from Malcolm Gladwell. He said, "Hard work is a prison sentence only if it does not have meaning." And so what the thought that came to my mind was about ditch digging. You know that I've made jokes about IT tools, computer tools and ditch digging. And so my response was about, as long as you find some sort of fulfillment in your ditch digging, then it's not really ditch digging. Yeah. It can be something bigger.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking later on today, I was like, well, maybe you're digging ditches for the foundation of a brand new school going up in your neighborhood or something like that. So you're not just digging ditches to dig ditches, but there's a bigger goal down the road that will have greater consequences and benefit for other people because of the work that you've done. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Looking at the bigger picture, I mean, I think we're both having pretty good fun with our current day jobs. You know, I'm helping a good family-run business, working with really good people and helping them and us get better at, you know, the company that we are in. I think, you know, it gives a lot of meaning because you're helping people. And I think this company, they sell really cool toys and drones. And so for me, it's like, oh, you're like bringing happiness and fun into people's lives, you know? So, yeah, I can see it.
In the tens and hundreds, hundreds of cold calls that I do every week to find enterprise customers for software as a service that I'm selling right now, it sometimes does feel like ditch digging for nothing but ditch digging. But I do get to speak to some really cool people every once in a while who happen to pick up the phone. And so it doesn't just become ditch digging for me in this sales role that I'm in. So yeah, it's an interesting way to look at the world.
Positive mindset. Yeah.
So that brings us to the end of this show. You got some other thoughts?
No, I think if you can practice daily gratitude, take a few moments, maybe one in the morning at least and one in the evening, it's a good way to just kind of parse out the day and ground yourself in gratitude. I mean, there is, I listened to a webinar today, and there is a silver lining in all of this pandemic. You know, for those that are lucky enough to have, you know, good family and family nearby, I think most people are, like, talking more to their family members than they ever have. I'm hearing things like that. A lot of families are spending time together more than they ever have. People are picking up new skills, home skills, learning to cook, garden. So, like, I think there's a lot of good things that are coming out of this time in pandemic mode. You know, the nature, the trees, and the water's getting cleaner. So maybe, you know, everybody in the world really, really needed this reset.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Maybe. There's silver lining, at least. Okay, so that brings us to the end of tonight's show, this week's show. Again, right now it's Wednesday night, May 13th. COVID-19 pandemic show number 8, and this will go out on Friday the 15th of May. So really appreciate you guys spending your time with us. Hopefully you find these shows amusing, entertaining, informative.
Funformational,
yes. And don't be shy about reaching out to us on Twitter.
We love it.
At Luggage Donkey, I am.
And I am Ari in Seattle, ARRYIN Seattle.
Awesome. So thanks again. And thanks again to the WTIA for being a sponsor to the podcast.
Thank you to our listeners. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. Together we rise.
Be nice, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, Bitcoin, blockchains, crypto, and digital assets for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Day, Ari, and their guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all, because what part of your life does money not touch? This podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete responsibility, y'all. Now, thanks again, and enjoy the show.
I just caught that. I think that one might have caught it. All right, ready? You gotta talk from your gut. Please. I was gonna do a video tonight to show the marvelous mullet, and then our timing is just too hard.
Your turn.
What are you doing?
Just tapping that.